Well, California is experiencing massive winter storms. The governor there has declared a state of emergency. The media is saying this is a once in a 100 years storm. It's historic, even record-breaking climate change, they say. Watch.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air in the West. The deadly storm, mudslides in California, and the reports coming in right now of an avalanche in Nevada, northwest of Las Vegas.
Breaking news tonight, the state of emergency as a deadly and historic storm slams the West Coast. The extremely dangerous storm fueled by an atmospheric river bearing down on Southern California.
Tonight, the extremely dangerous situation unfolding out West.
The whole barrio flooded, bro.
Whole barrio flooded, bro. For sure, that looks dangerous.
I love the breaking news when they started out with like the music that like you're going to get overrun by a band of orcs. It's like, what the?
Breaking news as we come on the air tonight. Deadly storms out west.
The big gulp.
The big
breaking news right now.
NBC News in depth tonight. Yeah,
I haven't spoken normally in a long time because this is so serious. So yes, clearly we should take this seriously if we want to learn to live better with dangerous weather. That does look dangerous. But is it historic and record-breaking for the state of California? It is not. The worst storm since the founding of the state of California was between December 1861 and January of 1862. Here's how bad it was. Newly elected Governor Leland Stanford, California's eighth governor, during this bad storm had to travel to his own inauguration ceremony in a rowboat.
And you know that's old because look at that font.
Right. Now, we don't have footage of this. He did not
live
in the TikTok generation. But can you imagine? This was downtown Sacramento. It's not like it was San Francisco, which is by water. So he had to row through K Street, through downtown. Here's some artist renditions, because this is the best we can do.
If this were happening today, you would have an NBC reporter standing there and two dudes would just walk by in the background.
Right. Go back to that first image, if you don't mind. I'm pretty sure the one on the right is a photograph. I stared at it for a long time today. That says an artist's view on the left, but the one on the right, this is from a report on this storm. The one on the right surely is a photograph,
right? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure my eyes don't deceive me. So at least we do have, that's K Street. If you guys know Sacramento, it's not supposed to look like that. You're not supposed to get around on boats. Researchers said that this was a 30,000-year flood made worse by a levee break. In fact, California's 30 days of rain during this terrible storm, they say, was the equivalent of at least a 30,000-year flood. Historic indeed. In fact, this flood is the reason that California's Supreme Court is in San Francisco. Sacramento was so flooded that they moved the state capitol and the Supreme Court temporarily to San Francisco, but the Supreme Court never moved back. The legislature did. They just stayed. So notes from that court were stored in the California Historical Society, and they said that it appears, this is a direct quote from notes from that storm, it appears that weather, water, and whiskey had a lot to do with it. So they just moved the government, and then they're like, let's stay here. We're having fun.
That just goes to show you how intractable government is. We moved it. We simply can't move it again.
But also it shows that they handled their big storms back then a lot like we do. You hunker down, you get some good food, and you have a party.
Whiskey.
You know, that's... Okay, so by comparison, California's current storm is not the storm of the century. It's not even close. It is bad, no doubt, and dangerous. But if we freak out about climate change, we won't put our efforts where they should be, which is learning to live with big weather that will always happen. In fact, what climate researchers call this is an arc storm. They are always calculating the probability of this terrible arc storm, such as this from 1862. Serious climate researchers will tell you this storm this week dumped 7 inches of rain, whereas this one in California in the 1860s was about 10 to 15 feet. And in fact, 6 megastorms more severe than 1862 have occurred in California during at least the late last 1800 years, occurring at a regular interval of 200 years. That comes from climate researcher Judith Curry, a book that I highly recommend.
But Oprah didn't have a house back then, so we care now because Oprah has a house in Malibu.
Right.
That's why we're focused on it.
Okay.
And it's climate change.
Yes. Now, given that the last devastating storm was about 160 years ago, maybe California's due for another one. We should see one. We would expect it at this interval. Is this it? It doesn't really seem to be. But maybe we should spend our time preparing for it rather than arguing about plastic straws. Do you think?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the media is also screaming about hurricanes to let you know that they are so bad. Researchers published this study this week proposing a sixth storm, sixth category. That didn't come out very easily. Sixth category for storms. So, you know, we have Hurricane 3, Hurricane 4, Hurricane 5. They want a Hurricane 6 for storms with winds that exceed 192 miles per hour. Here is that headline. We need to dial it up. We need a bigger hurricane category. Now, to the AP's credit, they actually presented a balanced view of this after the sensationalized headline. See here, it says, several experts told the AP that they didn't think this was necessary and it could give the wrong signal to the public because it's based on wind speed, where it's really water swells is the biggest killer in hurricanes.
Well, good for the AP.
Right.
But the headline still is, we need a Category 6.
Right.
Right.
Now, let's talk about hurricanes just for a minute, because the UN body, the International Panel on Climate Change, even they don't expect 192 miles per hour wind gusts, even in the worst case scenarios. So climate researcher Judith Curry gives us these probabilities that the IPCC is saying about hurricanes. And just, I took the liberty of screenshotting. I'm not going to read this to you verbatim. You should read the book. It's excellent. But even she says, even the IPCC say that they have high confidence that peak winds will increase by about 5% with a 2-degree global warming. They also say it's very likely that there'll be more heavy precipitation and more likely than not, the slowdown of hurricane translation speed. And so let's go to the next one. It says the projected change in both the magnitude and sign of a hurricane size is uncertain. So they're not saying it's going to get bigger. They don't know. And so that is all with a projected 2 degrees Celsius increase. So they're saying the worst case with this 5%, they have a fairly high degree of certainty that we'll get 5% increase in wind speeds. That's only up to 173 miles per hour. So why are scientists saying we need a whole new category for up to 192 miles per hour when the IPCC does not even expect that? Where did they get that? They have tracked 193 mile per hour storms in the last 20 years or so, but that is not; those were not storms that were made terribly deadly because of the landfall. And in fact, if you look at the study that the AP article is based on, and you might have seen this story everywhere because every major news media picked it up, we need Category 6 hurricanes. Oh my God, they're getting so bad because of climate change. Category 6. Well, this is the study they got that from, the growing inadequacy of the open-ended Saffir-Simpson. You don't need me to read it. What they're saying here is that the risk of Category 6 storms is presently near, but not zero.
That's my favorite quote of the day. So do we need a Category 6? It's near zero, but there's a chance. There's a chance.
The risk of these storms
right
is near zero. Now, look at the second part of this. It says, you know, these models don't rule out natural forces. So we don't know that humans are causing these different types of storms. But we think that, look at the end of this line, an increase in Category 6 exceedance frequency is shown in the simulations with observed anthropogenic, that means human-caused climate change, to different from zero with high degree of confidence. So they're pretty sure it's not going to be exactly zero. They're saying it's pretty near zero, but even if it's like 0.001, that's cool. We need to do this, right? That's crazy. They're saying we're pretty sure it's zero, but not exactly zero. We have a high confidence that it's not exactly zero.
I feel like whoever conducted the study just finished calculus one. And they're like, oh, limits. Hey, as we're approaching zero, this matters. So, yeah, as we're approaching zero, it's one.
Right.
So that's my guess.
So many people, humor, I guess. So many people in the chat are saying, yeah, this is climate propaganda at its worst. This is exactly, some people calling it fake storms, complete fakery, Dan Clifton says.
I like the, so you're telling me there's a chance from the Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's a small chance. Well, look at how the reason they give us, if we could just bring up that quote from the study one more time, saying while adding a sixth category would not solve the issue that they've been talking about, it would raise awareness about the perils due to global warming. So they're admitting they just want to do this to scare you, because they're saying we don't really need it. It's not a very high likelihood that we have these storms on a regular basis. It's about zero or not exactly zero. But we think we should do this to alert people, to alarm them, so that when they hear Category 6, they all freak out, and then we can take away your freedoms, basically. Now, interesting enough, they say they cannot rule out natural causes. We've told you that before, because climate models don't take into effect climate variability, such as the Atlantic Multi-Decadal Oscillation, that is the AMO, which is a series of changes in ocean temperature that happens every 20 to 40 years, and the ocean gets 1 degree hotter, and then 20 to 40 years later, it's 1 degree colder. We've shown you this before from NOAA, the branch of the military that studies the ocean. They know this. They know we're due for a cooling period in the next 10 years, maybe 15. So then what happens? Maybe we should look in what happens when hurricanes hit a cooling period, or should we just maybe try to be surprised? I don't know. That might be fun, right? So with all of these headlines about historic storms, historic hurricanes, a new category of hurricanes, a good journalist should give you this perspective, but the media did not. We, however, aim to be good journalists, so we thought you might enjoy the whole story with these. Let us know what you think.
I love that every nightly newscast last night started off with this, like, doom and gloom scariness. Like, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Sure.
And they were all on the same page. All of the nightly newscasts, CBS, ABC, NBC, were all on the same page with this. And someone in the chat on Rumble just said, it's just weather, MAGA forever. Says it was just weather like it was 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Yeah, exactly.
I think they're missing out. They need a category. They need to dial it all the way up to 11. Just category 11 hurricane. I don't know why they didn't go that far.
Well, we talk about the named storms, right? It's, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but the Weather Channel, the reason that we have these named winter storms now is because of the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel found that their ratings increased when you could tie a name to a storm. So then people would want to tune into the Weather Channel to see what, you know, Winter Bomb Helga is doing today, you know?
Right, which is a sort of a cheat, because if you have named storm coverage in your insurance, it doesn't necessarily mean by the news. It means it has to be named by the National Weather Center, right?
Right.
So you can be like, well, my weather lady said that this is Bomb Cyclone Janice.
Right.
And so I should be able to claim this. Then they'd say, no, you have named storm, not by the Weather Channel, but by the National Oceanic.
Yeah, not the producers of the Weather Channel that named this new a bunch of snowflakes that fell over, the bomb winter storm Helga.
Right.
Sorry, you don't have the winter storm coverage there. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.